Darkness, my teacher. It has been 21 days that the sun has ceased to rise, and I have sat quietly waiting for the lesson. Last night, my spirit lifted out of me, circled above my sleeping body 3 times, then hovered above my chest like a sparrow. I felt the hair-rising discomfort of being watched. My spirit eyes looked up and found my father's shadow hovering next to my bed. He retreated when I saw him. I flew after him. He sailed up the staircase until I had lost him, lost my chance to cry out angrily in response to his spirit hovering. Now, I tasted the sour uncertainty of my own mind. When I found him, he was a kind old man asleep in his bed, and I remembered to never question my own truth, and that to be human is to have a shadow that is sometimes dark and ugly. In another room slept the spirit of my mother, but she was 20, bronze-skinned and white bikini-clad, like in the faded picture of her, newlywed and living in Hawaii, a bright smile on her face. The smile so often eclipsed as the years passed by her fear. And I remember that she was the woman I had chosen to be my mother because I had fallen in love with her joy. I fluttered towards a third room, where my dream self knew that the man I was once in love with was inside sleeping. I found him lying in bed with a beautiful woman. In my dream, this meant he had betrayed me. Anger filled me, and I clawed at her flesh with my talons. Anger had turned me into a bird demon, and I remembered that I had once betrayed myself when I had chosen to love a man who didn't love me. And I remembered to never betray my heart.